SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Dead on arrival, that's how House Speaker Mike Johnson describes prospects in the House for a $118 billion border bill cobbled together by a small group of Senate Democrats and Republicans. Correspondent Jackie Quinn says the package ties some controversial border provisions to billions more in aid for Ukraine and Israel.
A divided Congress is torn between tightening border security, funding Israel, Ukraine, and other allies, and blocking a bipartisan bill as requested by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The House Speaker Mike Johnson on NBC's Meet the Press says they have their own bill.
We would resolve the broken asylum system and the broken parole system. We would reinstitute Remain in Mexico.
The Senate bill would authorize the funding that President Biden is seeking to provide wartime aid to Ukraine. A test vote could come this week.
And House Republicans seizing on a remark by Democrat Senator Chris Murphy, who says that under this bill, the border never closes. Also at SRNNews.com, from Northern to Southern California, a second atmospheric river is flooding roads, knocking out power, and leading forecasters to warn of hurricane-force winds and mudslides. One home improvement retailer in Santa Barbara says that people are desperate to protect their homes from the rising waters.
We run out of sandbags. People are trying to get anything they can get heavy, so to use it as a, you know, for protect the doors and everything.
There have been evacuations and states of emergency have been declared. The latest in a rash of carjackings in Washington, D.C., claiming the life of Mike Gill, a former Trump and Obama administration official, was shot a week ago while sitting in his car. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 85 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is getting ready for a trip south of the border.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel to tens of thousands in Mexico City on February 17th and 18th. The event will be held in the Palacio de los Deportes, which holds about 18,000 people. A number of contemporary Christian artists will perform, including Michael W. Smith and Dennis Agajanian. Graham holds several gospel festivals around the globe every year. So far, he's got Mexico and Poland on the 2024 schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Over the warnings of clergymen and pro-family advocates, Virginia lawmakers are looking to expand gambling in the state. Dueling legislative proposals backed by different gambling companies would open the door for an expansion of betting machines in businesses such as gas stations, restaurants, and convenience stores. Critics of the gambling machines have raised many concerns, from reports of crime linked to the devices to worries that children will become desensitized to gambling. This is SRN News. Avalanche forecasters trying to curb fatalities as skiers, snowmobilers, and other snow enthusiasts flock to the great outdoors.
Four people have already died this year in snow slides in Wyoming, Colorado, Idaho, and California. In Montana, snowmobile outfitter Shannon Abelseth says business owners like him have been more aggressively pushing their advice about avalanches.
It's got to be done. Yeah, everybody in this community. We don't like to send people home in body bags.
Doug Shabo, the director of the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center, says forecasting has become better, and so have people being educated about the dangers.
If you're caught in an avalanche, you have an 80% chance of survival if you're dug up in 10 minutes.
I'm Julie Walker.
Boeing says its supplier has discovered another problem with the fuselages on its 737 jets and could delay deliveries of about 50 aircraft. More details, SRNNews.com.